Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Nikki Haley takes part in a town hall on CNN. And she handled herself very, very well. And I think this question and answer from Jake Tapper, who clearly lost some of his voice, I wish he would lose all of it, shows that she's been practicing. And she can answer the question. And on this, on abortion, I think she may have set a trend.
Just over a week ago, your successor and former lieutenant governor in South Carolina signed a bill to ban nearly all abortions after 6 weeks in South Carolina. You say that you would support a federal ban in theory, but there aren't the 60 votes because there isn't a national consensus.
I think we have to say, where are they all going to come together? What can we get 60 votes on and then go forward?
So do you have an opinion, though? I mean, if a 6 week ban theoretically came to your desk, would you sign it?
But why? I will answer that when you ask Kamala and Biden if they would agree to 37 weeks, 38 weeks, 39 weeks. Then I'll answer your question.
That's outrageously strong. That is not only putting the progressive journalist, which is not a journalist, on their heels, rightfully so, to rethink the entire phraseology. But now it's a good question. What is your number? This is actually the question that we asked here of Indiana Democrats when we were discussing limits on the number of weeks, and the Democrats had nothing, zero. And what did I say? A turn of phrase that actually upset a bunch of people. And I understand that it would. Why is the Democratic Party of Indiana okay with recreational abortion? Recreational abortion turns the stomach. That concept turns the stomach. I get it. Makes sense that it would. That is part of the reason why I use the phrase. And then you know what Democrats did? They said 20 weeks. And I said, well, look at that. And I applauded them for at least saying, okay, you've got an idea of a time frame too. You'll notice that you didn't hear anything from the progressive left of Indiana. They will never call out their own. All the people who nip at me on Twitter, oh, it's so cute. All the people who nip at me and why, oh, you Tony Katz, oh, you're so hateful. Most honest guy in the state. Nay, America. You're the ones who won't look at your own party and say, well, you're limiting abortion? How dare you? Harumph, 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 harumph. Oh, I actually have that. I have that. I could have played that. Why didn't I play that? Man, I am slipping. I don't know. Do I not have harumph anymore? Man, I really am falling apart. But they put out a limit. They put out a limit. And I think that was important. Now ask on a national level, what is it that you're in favor of? What is it that you actually favor? Unlimited abortion? Any place, any time, which is, by the way, what a lot of people on the political left favor. They favor unlimited abortion. Anytime, any place, anywhere. So I think that this is very, very good from Nikki Haley, and she continues.
No one asked them that. No one asked them how late they're willing to go. What I'm saying is, why go and put the American people through that? Why do that? Why not talk about what's the truth? And the truth is, where can we get 60 votes? I just gave you the consensus about where I think we can come together.
I think Biden and Harris have been pretty clear that they don't support any restrictions. I mean, that's their
said abortion up until the time of birth, right?
I don't think that's the language they use, but yes, I mean, theoretically, right? They don't support restrictions. They say it should be up to a woman, her doctor, and her God. That's what they say.
And I think that's the conversation we need to have, is that they agree with abortions up until the time of birth, and most Americans do not agree with that.
So Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, he tried to steer a path for the Supreme Court of about a 15-week ban, which is originally what Mississippi was proposing. And then Mississippi realized they could get Roe v. Wade overturned, and they moved forward even more aggressively. Is that where you think a national consensus would be? I understand you're saying it's up to where you can get 60 votes, but in your view, you must have an opinion. Is 15 weeks where it would be, theoretically?
I haven't talked to the senators. I don't know where 60 votes are. What I will tell you is I want to save as many babies as we can and support as many mothers as we can. I'm not going to throw out a number, because if you don't talk with those senators and know where their head's at and know what they're really willing to do, then we're having a false conversation and having a debate that's only dividing people, and it's not bringing people together.
I would tell the ambassador that you have to lead. You have to say, this is where we should be. You have to say, I'd like to see this. And then you can ask, what are you looking to see? But you got to start somewhere. You got to start with a theory. You got to start with a philosophy. You got to start with some leadership. So I don't think I would push that to the side. I don't think you would be wrong if you utilize the statement, the modern world is at 15 weeks. We got to see where we're at. But the modern world is at 15 weeks. And I would argue that's where America is. They're at 12 weeks, 15 weeks. Now, the problem with this conversation, once you get into it like that, is, man, that sounds super glib. We're talking about killing. We're 12 weeks, 15 weeks, whatevs. It's still this really ugly thing. We have to accept that, let's say you are a pro-life person and you don't believe in abortion under any circumstances. The child has done nothing wrong. You don't believe in abortion under any circumstances. I'm not telling you no. You have to accept the fact that the country does. And that you are only going to win this argument over time. You're not going to win it today. You're not going to get what you want today. So accept that as fact, that you are not going to win the argument today. But you could win it tomorrow. Remember, it took 50 years to overturn Roe v. Wade, which was a horrible decision, a failure of the Supreme Court. I'm glad it got overturned. But it took 50 years. You willing to work, or do you just want to pretend you can get it all in one shot, which of course you can't? Your choice. I also don't believe in a national abortion ban. I want it left to the states. We'll get into it on Tony Katz today at noon.